This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. It is the last day of 2019.
That's right.
This is Sharmila Ganesan here together with Lim Soo Ann. We have two stories as always today, both which are sort of looking back at some of the highlights of 2019, I suppose. First up, the announcement of Jawi writing becoming part of the BM syllabus in government schools has continued to spark controversy and disagreement. We revisit a segment that we did on this back in August and also look at some of the latest developments of that situation. One of the local issues that has continued to be in the headlines has been the introduction of Jawi writing into the Standard 4 Bahasa Melayu syllabus. The announcement was made by the Education Ministry back in early August and has since grown into an issue that, you know, unfortunately is very polarizing between many parties and still continues to be in discussion and is grabbing headlines.
Mm-hmm. And so to quickly recap, the Education Ministry announced in early August that CUT or Jawi calligraphy would be introduced into government schools and as part of the Standard 4 BM syllabus, as you said, Sharmila. So it's supposed to go into effect from January 1st, 2020. That's tomorrow. And it would not be tested in exams. So the announcement drew much criticism. There were many parents who complained that they didn't see the relevance of including this aspect and that it was an unnecessary burden on students. And of course, the move also drew opposition from Chinese education and language activists.
So after that initial announcement, what was clear was that there was a fair amount of confusion as well, particularly in terms of what exactly khat or Jawi calligraphy actually was and what its relevance was to Malaysian culture. So back then, you know, we thought we needed a bit of an explainer. So we here at the Daily Digest spoke to Pusaka founder Edin Koo to get some clarity.
Khat and Jawi are not the same thing. Jawi is a particular kind of script and khat is a stylized basically artistic expression of that script. So they are two very different things, and there seems to be a lot of confusion whether they are actually introducing the teaching of Jawi or the practice of khat. Jawi is so crucial to the evolution of the Malay language. The Romanized script, I think, was only used about 100 years ago, maybe a little more. I'm not sure of the exact dates. But prior to that, everything was written in Jawi. So as an aspect of the history and evolution of the language, I think it's absolutely crucial. And I think it's a good step forward to making the language more alive.
So just to be clear, what we're talking about is not the Arabic language. Jawi is the Arabic script or writing that is used to write the Malay language. So it's the same way how Roman alphabets are used to write English or French or even BM. And so many other languages do use the Arabic script for their own distinct languages. So languages like Urdu, Pashto and Persian.
And as Edin said, Jawi was the script that the Malay language was written in before colonization. So before the arrival of the Portuguese, the Dutch and the British. And that is when we started using Roman alphabets, which are the alphabets we use now. And khat, as he explained, is the calligraphic version of the script.
And so in our previous segment, Edin also spoke about why learning Jawi could be a useful approach to studying Bahasa Melayu.
It's absolutely crucial because you have to understand how a language evolves if you're going to study that language. There's really a lot of confusion. I mean, there are people who are talking about it as being a process of Islamization. Look, Jawi is not Arabic. It is the use of the Arabic script to write in Malay. And we have languages all over the world, from Urdu to Turkish until it became Romanized. We have Farsi. They all use the Arabic script. But it is not the Arabic language. So, you know, all these things are very complex and they need to be discussed in a rational and knowledgeable way.
So the early announcement about the implementation of teaching Jawi in schools, or khat, as it was called then when the announcement was made, it did leave many people confused because it wasn't very clear what exactly was going to be taught, how it was going to be implemented. So several things have been modified or amended since that initial announcement and, you know, the backlash that they got as well. So for one, the ministry has settled on calling it Jawi and not khat. They also announced that the Jawi portion of the lessons would consist of 3 pages within the 164 pages of the new Bahasa Malaysia Standard 4 textbook, and this would come under a section called Language Art Activities. So initially it was supposed to be 6 pages, and then they've been cut down to 3 pages. And these 3 pages in the last couple of weeks have actually sort of been quote-unquote leaked or revealed online. Mm. So they've been making the rounds on social media. People have been sharing them.
I've seen quite a few images of those making on my own social media feeds as well.
Yeah.
And so the cabinet also made a special provision for vernacular schools or Sekolah Jenis Kebangsaan on this matter. They said that Jawi would only be introduced with prior agreement from the Parent Teacher Associations or your PIBG of each school.
Mm. But the backlash against the introduction has actually continued. And most recently, it was with a petition drive launched by private Chinese educationist group Dong Chong. I hope I'm saying that right. And this was on the grounds that Jawi in the BM syllabus, that having Jawi in the BM syllabus was done without prior consultation with the different stakeholders and the different groups that were involved, and that the move was seen to be pushing a religious agenda.
And recently, the Chinese organization's joint conference was scheduled to hold a conference in Kajang. This was last Saturday, with various media outlets reporting that the conference organizers had been planning a rally to protest the introduction of Jawi in vernacular schools. Mm-hmm. So there were also reports of then counter rallies that were being organized by various other parties. But the entire event was called off and the organizers were given a court order against the event.
Right. And it was reported in various media outlets as well that threats had been made against Dong Zhong for organizing this rally, and that these threats are currently being investigated by the Malaysian Communications and Multimedia Commission, or the MCMC. Mm. So, you know, really just a hot button issue from the start. And I'm not sure, you know, just from the outside, whether it perhaps should have been handled better right from the start, right? Mm. From you know, clarifying what it was to consulting various parties. But I feel like it is something that now everyone seems to have a very reactionary opinion on.
Yes, especially because, and then we keep getting fed bits of news, like after a few weeks, another bit of news. So it's, I guess that feeds into that reactionary, because you would react to the first initial announcement, and then after that, this change and another change. So it's still a bit confusing as to how exactly this will pan out.
Mm. So, I mean, we will be keeping an eye on that. You can share your thoughts with us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. You can also check out the previous segment that we did, where we talked about Khat and its place and Jawi within its place within Malaysian culture. Mm-hmm. Just look for the Daily Digest, Right or Wrong. That's WRITE. So we do need to take a quick break, and we'll be back shortly. But first, here's Let's Work Together by Canned Heat.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.